Snaps on Wednesday brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And in the spotlight, I know a vehicle that Steve McKay has liked and has talked about before very positively. It's another Subaru Crosstrek.
Yeah. Are you talking about the orange one?
Yeah. 2024 limited all-wheel drive, only 38,000 miles.
Okay, you're hitting me at home now. People are going to think I'm crazy, but somebody asked me the other day, if you had all the money you wanted, what kind of car would you get? Because I'm a truck driver right now. I'm driving a pickup truck. But I've had a Crosstrek before that I traded in for the truck because I had to have one. I would buy a Crosstrek. I just loved having that Crosstrek. And this color, by the way, reminds me of my first car that I actually purchased. It was a 1972 Mercury Capri. After a couple of years, I called it my Mercury Crappy because it cost me a lot of money. But the Subaru Crosstrek will not. It is so sharp, and I just love driving those Crosstreks. They're wonderful cars.
Yeah, great photo gallery, too. If you check Tony's website, you'll see everything you need to know about this car. But I'm including the speaker system. I noticed they did a close-up on the Harman Kardon speakers. So you get a sweet-sounding system in there. Star 97.7 will be rocking in this new Crosstrek.
That's right. Yeah. So get it.
What I love driving about those, I love sitting in the driver's seat because it kind of feels like you're in an airplane cockpit. Because everything is right at your hands. It is a great combination of, you know, I wouldn't call it a sporty car necessarily.
Why do you feel like
it has elements of being right. It's all-wheel drive. It's very practical, but it just has this sporty feel when you're driving it. It's an awesome vehicle.
And get all the details at tonysfairwayauto.com.
I really like that color. That
I know the color really stands out, so that's not going to last long. So Mike now is a grand slammer, Steve.
Barely.
Barely, yeah, there was a, he had to take some time with one of the snapshots, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But for starters, I play the first half second. These are songs or musicians we play, and then the bonus may or may not be something we would play on a normal basis. Are you ready?
Okay, let's change this up a little bit. In the future, tell me when Mike Dowd does not get a grand slam, because otherwise I'm just going to assume that he does.
All right, here we go. Snapshot number one.
Oh, love that song. Love Train. OJ's?
Yes. Very nice.
Okay, yeah.
Snapshot number two.
How many from my class of 1978, did not have a crush on this lady, Olivia Newton-John, I think, right?
That's right. And Cliff Richard together, they did Suddenly.
Nice.
Moving on to snapshot number three.
Something about dancing. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't put a new in front of this. It's just Orleans, not New Orleans. Dance
there
with me.
There you go. Yes. Very nice. Okay. All right. You're on the way. You get today's bonus, and you will have a grand slam just like Mike. And I did give a little clue for this bonus. I had to dig deep into the disco archives.
Ooh, okay. I'm a disco kind of guy back in the 70s. Yeah,
from 1976. So with that, here is this morning's snapshot bonus.
Wow, the first thing that comes to me, pretty much the only thing coming to me, is it's not a disco song, though. It sounds like the beginning of Heat Wave by, I think, Linda Ronstadt.
It Whatever does. I'm with yes, me. Heat Wave does begin that way.
There's a lot. Yeah, let me play it again for you. Here it is.
Okay. Wow. Man, I just can't get over that Heat Wave. And a disco song, huh? Oh, let's do it one more time. I'm not feeling good about this.
All right, here it is. It took Mike a while, and then the light bulb went on.
Yeah. I think the difference between Mike and I is I think the refrigerator door is going to stay closed because the light bulb is not coming on. I'm going to say it's the disco version of Linda Ronstadt's Heat Wave. How's that?
All right. Well, let's see if you're right. No.
Oh, sure.
More.
Yeah. Was that kind of a one-hit wonder situation?
I think so. Yeah. I didn't do a lot of background on this, but what I remember about it is that the singer, Andrea True, had another career outside of music as an adult film actress at some point. I didn't see any of those movies, but
I will tell you this, Steve, that one of our faithful listeners, Dom, and a great advertiser as well, he thought it was Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, okay. Good. So I'm in good company then.
Exactly. You're not far off for thinking that. There we go. 3 out of 4, not bad. Mike Dow with a grand slam. All thanks to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday.